السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to our esteemed listeners of Markaz Sahaba, voice of أهل السنة والجماعة, and our esteemed listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. الحمد لله رب العالمين. We come to you live from our studio in Johannesburg and Durban on this 3rd of December 2024. Corresponding with the first of Jamadul Ukhra, 1446. All praise is due to Allah. Allahumma lakal hamdu kullu wa lakal shukru kullu. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillahi wahdahu wa salatu wa salamu ala man la nabiyya ba'da. وعلى آله وأصحابه الذين أوفوا عهدا الذين هم مفاتيح الرحمة ومصابيح الغرر. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اذكروا الله ذكرا كثيرا وسبحوه بكرة وأصيلا. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: الدين النصيحة. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. حضرت مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته, أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Tuesday morning, 3rd of December, the 1st of Jamadul Ukhra. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant you an afiyat. Allah accept the khidmat of deen, and Allah ta'ala grant all of us husni khatima. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, the platform is yours.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, Mawlana Salim Kareem. Ameen, ameen to all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Zakaria. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Rabbi shrah li swadri wa yassir li amri وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي. سُبْحَانَكَ لَا عِلْمَ لَنَا إِلَّا مَا عَلَّمْتَنَا إِنَّكَ أَنتَ الْعَلِيمُ الْحَكِيمُ. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the first of Jumad al-Akhirah. With the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, today we focus on chapter 40, Surah Mu'min, Surah Ghafir, and verses number 36 and 37. It's always the way and the style and tactic of the tinpot dictators that they will threaten you, or they will try and ridicule and belittle you in front of their supporters and votaries. So first he threatened Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and second, now he, the Pharaoh, the tinpot dictator who claimed divinity in the form of humanity, Anna Rabbukumul A'la, I am your supreme being, I am your God, you must worship me, Allah forbid. So yeah, Almighty Allah is informing us, وقال فرعون, chapter 40 verse 36, and the Pharaoh said, Ya Haman ibn Ali. So now he's addressing his minister. You know, all of them, they have their entourage and they have their ministers, and then the inner circle, the caucus. So that caucus will do everything as long as they are receiving the perks and the bonus and so forth. وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ يَا هَامَانُ ابْنِ لِي صَرَحَا. So you, O my minister Haman, you establish for me, build for me, construct for me, Swaraha, Swaraha, a lofty, lofty tower, a lofty, lofty palace. And why? I want it, but we go very, very high. لَأَلِّي أَبْلُغُ الْأَسْبَابِ, so that I may maybe reach the means. So what does it mean, I may reach the means? So that I can reach the portals and the doors there of where the God is. Where does Musa alayhi salam's God is hiding? You see how he tries to ridicule and how he tries and make a mockery of Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, and Allah forbid of Almighty Allah himself. So this is always the way of the people who are the enemies of Islam and Muslims. Asbab as-samawat, the doors. So asbab can mean the means and the ways and the doors. So yeah, it will refer more to the doors. So asbab as-samawat, so the portals and the doors of the skies and the heavens. Then once I reach there, فَأَطَّلِيَ إِلَىٰ إِلَىٰهِ مُوسَىٰ, then I can get a glance and a glimpse of the deity of Moses. That who is Moses worshipping? So maybe I'll get a glance of him, a glimpse of him, and so forth. But all said and done, وَإِنِّي لَأَذُنُّهُ كَاذِبًا, but I consider him and I think that he, Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, is a liar. Allah forbid, Allah forbid. In prophethood, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has selection and not election. Yes, if you speak of election, then you land up with Biden the Harami, with Trump the moron in Harami. You land up with all clowns and so forth. You see South Africa, Africa and other parts of the world. So when you have selection by Almighty Allah, these are the best and the best of Almighty Allah's creation. Their character is impeccable. They never ever committed a sin. Yes, there could be mistakes. Mistake does not constitute a sin. So therefore, this is trying to undermine the role of Nabi Musa, Prophet Moses, peace be upon him, and to make a mockery of Almighty Allah himself. Like today, you find the modernists and you find the atheists and so forth, who are anti-religion, all religion basically, but Islam they will attack the most, because Islam is attracting most of the people today. It is the magnet which people are looking for. There's a vacuum in their life and they can't find a panacea, a solution, except in Islam. وَكَذَٰلِكَ, and Almighty Allah replies, and similarly, زُيِّنَ لِفِرْعَوْنَ سُوءُ أَمَلِهِ, we embellished, we beautified, we adorned for the Pharaoh, سُوءُ أَمَلِهِ, his bad actions, his horrible, terrible, evil deeds. So that is what happens to us, that sometimes the Satan makes it so beautiful that people feel it's irresistible. زَيَّنَ لَهُ the Satan, Lucifer, embellishes it, beautifies it. You're driving and on the highway and suddenly you see the lights all flashing and they tell you that this is the casino. Tatama chance, tatama million. Just take a chance. It's just 2 rand, 5 rand, 20 rand, whatever. Maybe you become a millionaire and now that person gets attracted. Let me just go and try my luck. Obviously, we all know it's haram. You pass the escort agency. You pass all these haram brothels and so forth and so on. And they make it so attractive. Allah forbid. Now instead of going straight, he starts going in that direction because he's alone. And he fears nobody will catch him offside and so forth. So that is how human being, we fail in our endeavor to please Almighty Allah, to please Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the vices seem so beautiful and irresistible, and Satan has beautified and adorned and embellished it. Zuyyina li fir'auna su'u amali, he thought he's doing the best deeds, making a mockery of Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Allah forbid, was sudda anis sabil, and he was prevented from the right path. Why was he prevented from the right path? Because of his arrogance, because of his defiance and so forth. And this is what led to the downfall of Iblis and Lucifer and Satan. Aba was takbara. He defied the command of Almighty Allah based on jealousy. Was takbara, and he was too proud and arrogant. So once the jealousy and the pride comes, then finish, that person is on a downhill slope and a slippery slope, and he'll go straight to Jahannam and the hellfire, Allah forbid. So Almighty Allah let him continue, and then eventually what happened? Wama kaidu fir'aun. You see the word kaid? Kaid means plotting, planning, scheming. Inna kaida shaitani kana da'ifa. The plotting, planning of the shaitan, Satan, Lucifer, is something weak. And women, inna kaida kunna azim. That they are plotting, planning, scheming is something very, very big. So sometimes we need to be careful when women are plotting, planning, scheming something. So yeah, the Pharaoh, the tenpot dictator, وَمَا كَيْدُ فِرْعَوْنَ, and remember the plotting, planning of the Pharaoh, thinking he will destroy Moses and Aaron, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salam, and he will destroy the truth. Nay, he did not destroy the truth. What he destroyed? وَمَا كَيْدُ فِرْعَوْنَ إِلَّا فِي تَبَابٍ. Remember that the plotting, planning of the Pharaoh only landed him and his followers إِلَّا فِي تَبَابٍ, and they became totally destroyed and they stayed in destruction. How? Almighty Allah let all of them drown there in the Red Sea. So Tabab, he became a kebab. When you have kebab, so remember, then you roast it, you toast it, you eat it, you consume it, whatever you want to do, you can do with it. So similarly, yeah, also Tabab. So what happens is Tabba. So he got destroyed and his followers got destroyed. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu salam, Nabi Harun alayhi salatu salam, they were victorious. So if we just use the law of analogy, you see Netanyahu, the Harami, so he's taking his people, the Jutlas and the Israelis, towards Tabab, the Kebab, the Harami. So remember that now in Israel, they were on the verge of civil war. Israelis versus the state of Israel. Go see yesterday's Haaretz newspaper. So we have many tenpot dictators today, and therefore you find for world peace, you will have to change all the systems, whether it's the political system of democracy, which in reality is democracy, a satanic system, and capitalism and its lifeline interests, and everything else you will have to change and come back to the way of Islam if you want true justice politically, economically, and socially. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, it is the first of Jumad al-Akhirah. Remember, there is a discussion, yeah, and remember that should we say Jumad al-Thaniya, Jumad al-Ukhra, or Jumad al-Akhira? So the fatwa and the verdict is all are permissible, but best is to say Jumad al-Akhira. That is the verdict of majority scholars, that the best is to say Jumad al-Akhira. Nevertheless, that is what we will say, and that is how we have sent out our calendar also, our of Marqas Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. So today is day number 424 of the Gaza genocide. And remember, in Makkah Mukarramah, Madinah Munawwara, Masjid al-Aqsa, Palestine, and majority countries, today, Tuesday, is the 2nd of Jumad al-Akhirah. They are moon samis, see the moon quickly. You know that sometimes they see it even before its conjunction and birth and so forth. So be that as it may, let's present to you the news, views, interviews, locally, nationally, and internationally. Alhamdulillah, Allahu Akbar, we're very happy to tell you and inform you, 3 jutlas dispatched to hell and were killed. And Israel attacks Lebanon, Hezbollah, and so forth. Even America and France have admitted that Israel are to blame for the violation of the ceasefire. Very seldom you will find that America and France will put the blame and place the blame on Israel. Israel is a rogue regime, an apartheid terrorist Nazi regime. What Hitler did was right to a great extent, you must remember that. They try and demonize Hitler, but what he did, that he was anti-interest, and he was anti-homosexuality, anti-pornography. So that's exactly what Islam teaches us, you must remember that. Trump says, Trump trumpeting away, he warning Hamas, all hell will break loose, you better release the Israeli hostages. Once I come into power and the hostages are still there, then all hell will break loose. You can go to hell, you moron. So you must remember that. We heard many a time what you said, and you made yourself the laughing stock. So you must remember, Israel, America, Britain, India, and some of the European countries and Arab port dictators, 14 months, what the hell were they doing there? They were carrying out the hell and the genocide and ethnic cleansing and crimes against humanity. So that is what they did. And you can come. We're waiting for you. And we will dispatch you and your army straight to hell, as we did in Afghanistan, our Taliban did with you. So 2 Gazans died in Israeli detention. They don't want to say what was the cause and the reason. I will give you the reason and the cause. They tortured them, persecuted them, and now they're feeling ashamed to admit to the world. That is Israel, a cursed nation, remember that. Allah will punish them continuously, whether you have a white man or a black man or a green man in the White House. And you must remember that. That is the promise of Almighty Allah. Chapter 7, verse 167. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah Jalla Wala will continue punishing the Jutlas and the Jutlis, the male, female, and Jews. And this will continue till the day of justice, the worst type of punishment. And the people who punish them will be Muslim, non-Muslim, whoever Allah wants it, it will happen. France, the government, Macron, they are facing collapse this week. They can't pass the budget. If they can't pass the budget, the government falls, and then there will be chaos again in France. Macron is another harami. You must remember the Hitler of Europe and so forth. Listen to what Saudi Arabia is trying to do. That Saudi Arabia is having driverless trains. They're calling it the Riyadh Metro. You see that? He wants to make Riyadh compare with Dubai and compare with the other capitals of the world. And now they say this is a big, big progress and modernity there. The problem with all this is that when you start inviting all these singers, lesbians, homosexuals, and then they make a mockery of Islam and so forth. So that is where all the problems come about. Macron arrives in Riyadh in Saudi Arabia and meets MBS, the Murtad bin Shaitan. Al-Khabithatu lil-Khabithin wal-Khabithuna lil-Khabithat. Both parties, they are immoral, and remember, both enemies of Islam and the true Muslims. Jeddah to host the Hajj Forum and the Hajj Exhibition in January, that's 2025. So then they will invite some guests and they'll praise the government and so forth. They won't tell you that they place urinals everywhere. So they destroy the Hajj of the Hujjaj and pilgrims. And they won't even tell you that how they charge so many taxes. Hajj has become so expensive now, beyond the ordinary Muslim and so forth, because it is to prop up the Saudi Najdi regime, the Wahhabi regime. And they won't tell you how much they make the Hajis walk and walk and walk, people collapse and so forth. And they write, Khidmatul Hujjaj Sharafun Lana, that to serve the Hujjaj is an honor for us. Sharafun Lana. They need to take that fa, the letter fa, off and write, Khidmatul Hujjaj Sharrul Lana. For us is very bad that we have to serve the Hajis. We fed up of them. As long as their money comes in, it's okay. But to serve them, then we make life difficult for them. That is what they are doing. But who is there to speak? One day they invited me for a conference, and then everybody praising them, all foreigners. Then my turn came. So I said, see, me, I didn't want to come. But this person here of yours, he forced me and said, please, you must come. So you must allow me to speak what is in my heart in Arabic, I was telling them. So I told them, you see, when we landed in Jeddah airport, you gave us books in English. That if you go to a high school student here in South Africa, even he could have written something better. It's a shame and a disgrace for you all to give us the English speaking world and the Western world books and literature of that nature. They felt, you could just see, you understand, they didn't like that. So one, two people said, is the truth what I said. Because why? There were so many grammatical errors, spelling errors and so forth in that book. So that is, they suffer from the inferiority complex. I told them, we have 100 ulama here in South Africa. Give it to us. We will do it free of charge. Because the one sheikh there to Wajiri, I still remember his name. He said, no, liqillatil mutarjimeen, we don't have many people to translate. I said, give it to us. We will do it for you free of charge. We'll put your name, but we will do it, and we won't charge you anything. So he had no answer, you must remember. That is the problem. There are very few people to speak the truth. And then I walked out. So I told them that I told him, I'll come here for a little while. After I spoke, I'm going now. So one person followed me. He said, ah, mashallah, Sheikh Abdul Qadir, that you spoke the truth. I said, why you don't speak the truth? He says, you know, halat, conditions don't allow us. I said, okay, you say that you want to help me, come take me back to the haram and go back there inside and bring some nice books for me. He brought Sheikh Ahmad Didat's books. I told him, are you crazy or what? Sheikh Ahmad Didat's books, you understand, we get thousands of copies. Bring for me some nice fatawa kitab. Then he brought the nice books. So that is what happens. They just want to, you must pat them on the back and praise them. They hate criticism, you must remember that. So Israel is definitely committing war crimes and ethnic cleansing. Who said so? One of their former defense minister, Moshe Yaalon. So he's coming from their own mouths, the haramis. There is genocide going on there in Darfur. You know Darfur? So Muhammad Ali Darfuri, you should remember him, 108 years, 109 years ago, plus minus approximately, he is the one who arranged there by the Miqat, Zul Hulaifa, when you're coming from Medina Munawwara towards Makkah, that is the original name, Zul Hulaifa. Muhammad Ali Darfuri came, and mashallah, he and his team, they dug up the boreholes, the wells, and so forth. People were so elated, delighted, they forgot and abandoned the original name. And now the taxi drivers, the young ones, if you ask them, Zul Hulaifa, they won't even know. They only know Bir Ali, Abar Ali. Bir Ali, the well of Ali. Abar, the plural. So it got nothing to do with Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. You must remember this is to do with Ali Darfuri. So that is his contribution. Very, very sad what is going on there. But again, Russia is involved, the UAE are involved, and the enemies of Islam are involved. Everyone got a hidden agenda there. Hunter Biden, the lover of prostitutes and drugs and so forth, and he was found guilty. He's supposed to be sentenced, spending time in jail, but his crooked father, Joe Genocide, Sleepy Joe, pardons his son unconditionally. This is American-style justice. justice, stinking from Washington right to Tel Aviv, and this is blatant corruption. The Republicans have criticized him, and some Democrats also have criticized Biden for this foolish decision of his. Our question is, you Biden Harami, you know you will go down in history as one of the worst presidents in the history of America, so do one good deed at least before you are dumped out of office and your moron will come Trump. All Haramis you are. So nevertheless, when you're going to forgive or pardon, as you love to say, our sister Dr. Afia Siddiqui, so do one good deed, you Haram moron, and so forth, O Biden. See America. So now the ICC, they said that Benjamin Netanyahu is a war criminal, and they said that this guy, Gallant, he is a war criminal, and so forth. So now they want to attack the ICC and the International Criminal Court, you see? So this type of things here. And they say they're going to sanction them. Who? America is doing all this. So what happened to human rights? What happened to democracy? What happened? But they want to maintain that haram child of theirs. Britain and America are the biggest culprits regarding Israel, which is an illegitimate state from day one. If you know the history of Israel, one settler, one bullet will settle the issue. Erdogan of Turkey warns the Syrian government that you have to give a voice to the opposition and so forth, and he's helping the opposition. On the other side is China, Russia, Saudi and United Arab Emirates and the Tinpot Arab regimes. They supporting Syria, not because they like Bashar Assad, because they know if they fall, then they are also going to fall one by one after that. Belgium must pay reparations for their colonial kidnapping. You see, they took the whole of Africa and they carved it out. America, you take this. Britain, you take this. France, you take this. Italy, you take this. And Portugal, you take this. Belgium, you take. That is what they did, the Haramis, the whiteys. And then they say, look at our country, how it is blooming and how it is progressing. And look at your Africa. It is forever begging and always the third world and always. But you raped it and you plundered it and you looted it and so forth. So therefore, all these African countries, Chad and Guinea, you understand, Guinea, Conakry, and whichever else, Burkina Faso, they're kicking out the whiteys and so forth. So we will agree with them. Kick them all out. They have destroyed, looted, and plundered your country, and they must pay reparations. I'm telling you, Jutlas, today, the day you lose, and Palestine will go back to the Palestinians, we will never allow what the ANC did here. They just forgave the whiteys and so forth. A foolish move. So you must remember that. Therefore you find the Joe in the street, the African, till today he's suffering. He's suffering more today compared to even apartheid. Everything is just escalating. Your electricity, your petrol, your diesel, and how much the man survive? So you Jutlas, you're going to pay reparations for your occupation, and nobody will be able to help you. Australia, there was a so-called Sharia compliance scheme. It turned out to be a scam, and people lost millions and millions. So just put there on your Google, Sharia scheme, and now in North South Wales and so forth, Australia, and they'll give you all the details. And now all these people who lost thousands and thousands, and the total amount will go to millions, now they are waging a class action against that company. There is some Pakistani involved. You know Pakistanis, I'm sad to say, but majority of them, majority of them are not honest people. That is the truth, remember that. I stayed there almost 7 years, so we do know what's really happening. Okay, South African news, the petrol price, diesel price will increase from tonight midnight, so better go fill up your tanky, go fill up your tank, brothers. sisters. So make sure that you go, because there will be an increase definitely. ANC faces a huge fight and a challenge from Zuma, the MK party, in Ekurhuleni in the 2026 municipal elections. You see, Zuma, he knows what he's doing. He's a master chess player. So he comes to Ekurhuleni and he knows where his support base is. He speaks to them. Look at what these guys are doing. Look at what they're... And he knows the lingo to speak. He's a veteran politician. He's not a small guy. And people like him or hate him, but he's got the support, you see. People going to flock towards Durban, you see. South Coast, North Coast, Central Durban. The report coming out is this. KZN seawater is failing South Africa. So some places, remember, the water quality is not good. And you want to swim there, you want to go in there, take your children there. So watch out, Muslim, non-Muslim. So our advice is don't go to these places, go to some remote place and so forth. You know all the nudity and haram activities, all that going on. Then people, the scholars for dollars have received, the reverend and the others. The Motsepe Fund gave them this Jamiat here in Fortsburg, 620,000 rand. Do you think they give it out free of charge? Or they want something in return? You will be our puppet when we have to make decisions. So you know that once they give you money, then you're already compromising yourself. And then the MJC. So MJC, wherever there's money, they're there. Halal certificates, haram certificates, pork certificates, everything you will find. So remember, they collected 370,000 from the Motsepe funds. My message to you is one only. Yu'minuna bil ghayb and yu'minuna bil jayb. That this is how you have sold the deen of Islam. You must remember this. There in the Durban harbor, a drugs bust. 86.5 million drugs came in from Brazil. So what a big mess that is. Today the programs, remember, will be Mona Musa Lahir will be interviewed by Mona Zahid Khan between 8:30 and 9. Inshallah, between 11 and 12 will be Bliss of Marriage, and between 1 to 2 will be Tafsir. Maulana, we have 15 minutes. Let's fire up, inshallah, with the Q&A.
Mufti Sahab, I just want to find out from you the name Muhammad Nu'aym. Is it a strong name to keep for a child?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Muhammad is the best name. So Allah Ta'ala selected, chose that name for Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Na'im. Na'im means that the person will love in comfort, luxury. Nu'aym is tazghir. It is diminutive. It is used that for lovingly. So this Muhammad of ours will be a loving person, and inshallah he will have luxury, comfort, goodness. So very good name, don't worry about heavy and so forth and so on. You choose it, inshallah Allah make your son, your grandson, taqi and salihan, qurrata ayun, pious, and inshallah the coolness of the parents' eyes and the grandparents' eyes.
Mufti Sahab, I wanted to find out if investments are halal.
It depends what you mean by investment. If you mean investment in gold, if you mean investment in, you must remember, halal places, so that is fine. But if you mean investment, you must remember, in cryptocurrency and so forth, like people are moving that direction, our fatwa is that is not permissible. Remember that. It is still not considered as a proper, you must remember, currency. You can't just go with crypto anywhere, any shop and so forth. So therefore, stay away from that if you know what is good for you.
Mufti Sahab, a few capsules or tablets state that it has bovine gelatin. If we do not know if the bull was slaughtered with Bismillah, will the gelatin still be halal?
The fatwa is this, that all gelatin is halal, except that of the swine, irrespective whether that animal was slaughtered in the prescribed manner, halal manner. Or in the haram way, if you want an academic discussion on this, open Fatawa Darum Zakaria of Hazrat Mufti Rizaul Haq Sahib, our Honorable Ustad, Volume 6, and you will find it. Yes, our other teachers, like Hazrat Muhammad Sadiq Desai and them, Hafizahullah, they say not permissible. So how do we reconcile it? We say from fatwa verdict point of view, permissible, provided that gelatin is not from the swine. And all other gelatin would be acceptable, permissible. And remember that those who say it must be only from halal animals, so that will be taqwa and precaution and ihtiyat. So that is how you will reconcile the two.
Mufti Saab, myself and my husband are the only two that didn't take the vaccine. Shukr alhamdulillah for guiding us. Allah reward you.
MashaAllah, yesterday somebody sent to me, people sent so many things. Congratulations to you, the unvaccinated. Allah, they didn't write Allah, but we will always say Allah. This is the fadl, the rahmah, the grace, mercy of Allah. He protected us. It's a big scam and a big sham. But the sad part and tragedy of it is the Muslim doctors and non-Muslim doctors were promoting it. And they would criticize me, this is not your field, and so forth and so on. When we send them all the results and consequences, then it's whole lot shut. So I don't know whether to call them doctors or to call them quacks. You must remember that. Are you really there to serve people, or are you there to serve your pocket? That is what you have to ask nowadays. When you go to the clinic, hospital, 5-star, everything, they're not interested in the patient. Yes, madam. Yes, sir. Which medical aid you got, and so forth. Okay, you got this one. Very good. We will admit the patient, and then they will milk it, milk it, milk it, and when it's about to get finished, they will say, we can't do anything. Mulpak, and then West Park, and then Allah Park, as some people say, you know that. So that is how things work nowadays. It's a terrible thing, you must remember this. 80-90% of the world is like that, corrupted to the core.
Mufti Saab, what can one do to earn continuous reward even after passing away? I ask this question for those people who are not married and have no children and will have no one to make supplications on their behalf when they depart this world. Jazakallah.
We will make dua for you, we make dua for the whole ummah, but we also will pass away, so we must prepare now for the post-death. So Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam answered your question. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad. Idha mat al-insan, when the person passes away, whether they married, not married, male, female, inqata amaluhu, the action stop. And I exhausted, illa min salath, except three, sadaqatun jariya. So you build a well, you build a borehole, you dig up a borehole, or for example, you contribute towards a masjid, a madrasa, or for example, a library, you know, all Islamic books and so forth. So something that will help humanity, remember that, and it will continue, inshallah. So that is an excellent way of doing it. Oh, ilmun yuntafa'u bihi. You have leave the legacy of knowledge, what we are doing now, that you educate the ummah, thousands every day, all with the help, grace and mercy and benevolence of Almighty Allah. O waladun salihun yad'u lahu, or you leave your pious children, they'll make dua for you. Or you have students, you see, and they will, the true students, not all students, so they will make dua for you. So that is what we should aspire for now, during our lifetime, invest in such things that will help, which will help us in this world and help us post death as well, like waqf and so forth, things that are you giving and no human being is the owner. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala exclusively is the owner.
Mufti Saab, the woman has two sons and two daughters. One of these daughters has passed away. So the woman now has two sons and one daughter. The daughter who has passed away has left behind only one daughter of her own, which is the grandchild of the woman. The question is, if the woman passes away, does this grandchild inherit from her estate? And if yes, what proportion of the estate is due to her?
When you pass away, my sister, this is what will happen, and it must happen in sequence. Number one, burial, funeral expenses. Number two, the debts of the deceased. Who do you owe personally? The people you owe in the corporate world, business world. So all that, the debts must be paid immediately. Nafsul mu'mini mu'allakatun biduyunihi hatta tugza anhu. Rawahu Ahmad fi musnadihi. So remember, this hadith is mentioned by Imam Ahmad in his Musnad. A person will not enter Jannah and paradise until and unless his or her debts are paid. Personal debts, business, corporate debts. Third one, your grandchild, you use this third one. And that is wasiyah. That grandchild will not inherit. So you then write in your will that you can bequeath and make wasiyah for your grandchild up to 1/3. So you can bequeath 10%, 5%, 15%, 20%, 25%, 30%, like that. So for that grandchild there, and nobody can object on that, so that grandchild will be the beneficiary, and you must mention it in your will and so forth. Now if you die and status quo remains, that you will be survived by 2 sons and 1 daughter. So 40% for the sons and 20% for the daughter. Grandchild does not inherit, but you can bequeath for that grandchild of yours. And remember, that is your prerogative, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30%, a maximum 1/3 of the net estate. So that is what must happen in this case.
Mufti Sahab, is it fine for ladies to read Asr Salah when Shafi time sets in? I follow the Hanafi Mazhab.
Remember, we all are Muslims, alhamdulillah, whether you Shafi, Maliki, Hanbali, Hanafi. And to say Shafi time also is a travesty of justice, you must remember that. If you make Bayanul Madahib, if you look at the Madahib and that how they work on that issue, so the Malikis, the Shafi'is, the Hanbalis, Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah's two greatest students, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah, they all one side. They say after the one shadow, remember that, then the time of Asr enters. So it's not Shafi time. It's even Hanafi time if you apply the madhab and the verdict of Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, sahibain. So totally permissible, whether Safaran or Hadara. Whether you're at home or whether you are traveling, so I do that many a time more so when we are traveling and so forth and so on. So yes, totally permissible for male, female, whether you're at home or whether you are traveling.
Mufti Sahab, when giving stray animals food, what intention must I make to gain maximum sawab?
Yes, you find sometime the cats and you find sometime the rabbits and what running around, you must remember. So you give them some food, you give them some milk, you give them that, make intention of sadaqah. So, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Allah Jalla Wala has written and prescribed that we should do goodness to all the creation of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. And remember, we as Muslims, وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah loves those people who fulfill their duty with beauty. So we should do it solely, only for the love of Allah. See, I'm going for Fajr Salat now after 1-2 minutes. And thereafter, we give some advices there in the masjid. Then after that, I come home and then we go to the birds. They're all waiting already. They made their rows, their swaf and everything there on top of the roof. And they're looking, you see. And then when we put in the one tire, the food for them, and on the other tire, the water for them, then they come down, you see. And you can see how they're shaking. Now the breakfast is ready, you see. Then we come to meet Junaid Mota and we discuss matters of bilateral importance. So anyway, so every day, make something. Learn to become one. Manistata'a minkum ayyanfa akhahu falyanfa'ahu. Hadith Sahih Muslim. We must become an asset to humanity. Become an asset to the creation of Almighty Allah. Al-Khalqu Iyalullah. The entire creation is the family of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Open Mishkat Sharif, Mustada Ahmad. G, last question.
Mufti Sahab, my daddy is 74 years old. He reads his salah at home due to men's sickness. He keeps his decoder on markaz all the time very loud, even while he reads the Salah and Quran. Is this permissible?
No. That's not right. Now that you go, Baji, to another extreme. Instead of reading Salat Surah 23, verse number 2, Alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. You don't understand chapter and verse, so go to the 18th Supara right in the beginning. So the true believers are those who read and perform their Salat with devotion, concentration. So Baji, when you're going to read Salat, then you switch it off or put the volume very, very soft and so forth. Similarly, when you're reading Quran Sharif, then you must concentrate. وَإِذَا قُرِيَ الْقُرْآنُ فَاسْتَمِعُوا لَهُ وَأَنْسِتُوا لَعَلَّكُمْ تُرْحَمُونَ. When the Quran Sharif is being read, then you should be silent, absolutely silent, and remain silent and listen attentively. Then the mercy of Allah will come. Baji loves Markaz Sahaba so much, he doesn't want to miss one word, Baji. So you have to sleep sometimes and so forth. So Allah Ta'ala zadakallahu hirsan wa la ta'ud. That are the du'as Nabi alayhi salam made. Allah, increase your love for deen. But these two actions, no, don't repeat it. Salat time, off it, switch it off. And similarly, when you're reading Quran, put it very, very soft or switch it off. Wallahu al-muwaffiq. Allah give tawfiq. Ameen. Salamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.